Hey, it's Kathy. I have something so fun to tell you about. You may know that the doors are open to my new program, The Abundance Method, but if you enroll by May 15th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific, you're going to get my signature business program also, Made to Do This. That's a $3,000 program that you are going to get for free, included if you sign up by May 15th, just before midnight Pacific time. Made to Do This is a phenomenal program that has helped thousands of souls to start businesses, to be able to make a living doing something that they love. This is an incredible deal. You don't want to miss it. Go ahead and sign up at kathyheller.com/join. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. Here's what's up. I mean, you can do therapy and you can do all the things, but picture yourself like with strings attached to you and they're like these invisible strings and you can only go so far. Your subconscious program is like a web and it's keeping you a certain way. You know, my sister-in-law and I were just talking about, she went to physical therapy. And she said, it was amazing. The physical therapist told me to just walk. And just by watching me walk, he like saw where I was like out of alignment. And like, that was my normal walk. She's like, it's totally invisible. Like, I didn't see that, like, I'm like leaning into this hip. And he's like, and that's why your knee hurts, because look how you walk. And then he went and like adjusted her. And she was like, that feels so not straight. And he's like, let me show you in a mirror. That's straight. And she's like, oh, that's so weird, right? That's what's going on, is like your subconscious mind has you locked in, holding in a set of vibrational patterns that feel like straight. And they're not. They're totally out, but they're invisible. Just like when you physically have that all the time. Like I have that too, physically. Like I'm over, like extended somehow. And when I go to a physical therapist, they're like, okay, that's where you want to be. You know, it's like, oh my God, that's like a concrete physical thing that I don't even recognize. So like all the more so that's happening for us. And so even if you talk about it in therapy or you read about it or you feel like you've processed it, we have to literally go into the subconscious mind and we have to change the program. And what's amazing is we can totally do that. But we do that differently than we do therapy. It's totally a different orientation. We have to sort of get into a hypnotic state. And sometimes just certain kinds of conversations, depending on who you're talking to and the frequency where they're holding, how much resonance they have, the conversation itself can become like hypnosis. And on some level, that's what I'm trying to do with you guys, is like operate from so much coherence myself, come out of a meditation, come out of my own practice. So when I'm talking, you can kind of hear when I like start riffing and I even move a certain way and I'm not really planning what I'm saying. I'm just kind of like moving from this place, right? From this certain kind of energy space where the whole thing is like a meditation, kind of like when Sam is talking over that breath work. The words she's saying are so helpful because she's coming from a deeper, more expansive energy when she's talking. It's not just an analytical. The analytical part of your brain has no answers. So you said all of these beautiful, really important things about being visible and how it feels and the good and like the desire to move forward and the desire to not and the desire to move forward and like some of the stuff that came up in your childhood. But what's really at play here is there is a deep protection going on. There is a deep feeling of fear. It's really deep. It's not cute. It's not subtle. There's a really deep fear at stake where it goes from, I would love to be visible, to, are you insane? You would jeopardize all of this. So let's see if we could talk to the part of you. Can we talk to the part of you that really knows all your secrets? Can we call that part of you forward? Let's call that part of you. Let's summon her. And let's see if she can give us a little bit of intel in like what's really at stake. And I want you to just like rattle it off. Like you're probably going to get to it in sentence 3, 4, 9. Like just rattle it off from that part of you who's like stepping forward to represent the part of you that secretly knows all the things that will come off the hinges if you're visible. Just tell me what those things are. What is going to fall apart if you are fully visible? So imagine that that is playing. You know, when you're ever in a room and you're trying to listen to one conversation, another conversation is right next to you, and it's, you just say, oh, I'll just get up and cross the room, because it's like really a grating, hard, dissonant feeling to hear two conversations at once. It like drives you crazy. Imagine that every day you're playing a song, right? With part of your energy is playing a song, but that's playing too. And it's all moving into the atmosphere. And so everything that people pick up is all of it. They're getting all this music and they're going, oh, and then they get all this static, and then they get this music again, and then they get this static. And that is your experience of life, because our experience is our perception 100%. We perceive things and we experience them as we perceive them, right? And so then you have this experience of reality, which has some beautiful, it's like that picture behind you. There's like some beautiful light tones and then these shadows, and they all keep holding that is how much light we can experience, because there's going to be this shadow. So we just kind of hold for it. So now let's go into a little bit of the witness. Let's go actually to self, like to true self, to source, to consciousness, to the place that we find ourselves when we breathe, when we meditate. So close your eyes for a second. So now I want you to think of the phrase. We always start with this. We always go back to this. It's so helpful. And I want you to say in your mind your full name and say it three times and just feel how that feels. And you can all do this. You would say your full name. I am Kathy Heller. All of you say the whole name. And now just drop the last name. Feel that. Feel if there was any change at all. There's definitely a change there. And repeat it a few times. And now drop that. Like, let's move into just the I am. Oh, feel the relief. I am. And now just see if you can ask yourself, I wonder what my next thought's going to be. I wonder what my next thought's going to be. I wonder what my next thought's going to be. And who's asking that question? And you're kind of meeting this part of you that's witnessing, this part of you that's just aware, awareness, lightness of being, right? The soul, the conscious part, the part without all of the static, the part without all the layers of stories, the part without all the familiar patterns, all the emotional addictions, that part that's just consciousness, that part that's freedom, that part's where all your creativity comes from, the part where all your love comes from, the part where all your knowing, all your intuition, all your connection, all your beauty, all that. That witness, that part of you that's just witnessing you having this experience right now. And that part of you that's witnessing where there is this pain, this really comfortable feeling of safety that's keeping you safe from all the things that all those people could say. You're witnessing that without judgment, just witnessing it with love. And now you're witnessing this part of you that really feels unhinged from that, really feels unlocked, really feels like it's full, like it's endless, like it is, was, and always will be. It doesn't have a name. It just has this feeling that feels more real than anything else, that feels more connected than anything else, that feels more aware, feels more present, feels more like it's experiencing and drinking in life as it actually is meant to be. This part, you're just witnessing, like your drone view, just a shot of a drone view flying over this whole experience, just witnessing. Okay, now you can open your eyes. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.